Have you ever wondered how a person could possibly ruin orgasms? I mean, orgasms are great, right? How do you take something as wonderful as an orgasm and make it bad? If you've ever had these sorts of thoughts or ideas, I can tell that you're a man. Men find orgasms easily, quickly, and often even a less powerful or overwhelming orgasm is still a good orgasm. I think women love ruined orgasms for men because it's like a little bit like payback for all the bad sex we've had. So let's get in some ruined orgasm techniques so you can do a little reparation for all the women in your life who've walked away unsatisfied. Now, you know me. I love to define my terms before we get into the conversation just to make sure we're on the same page. A ruined orgasm is any orgasm that is interrupted, lessened, or otherwise not as satisfying as it could have been. I like this definition because it's wide and encompasses a whole lot of different techniques and methods for ruining someone's oh moment. If you've looked at the sidebar on my blog, fetishphonesexblog.com, you know I've been writing about sex and sexuality and all this fun stuff for over a decade now. So I've been around enough to remember when a ruined orgasm was created through a much more extreme sort of technique than the methods that are popular now. Have you ever been so close to coming that you can feel it? Coiling in your body, tightening, waiting to explode in a wave of bliss, ecstasy, and full-body endorphin-fueled pleasure. And then your partner just stops doing the thing that was working, stops or slows or fucking pauses to ask if you're close. Maybe they change what they were doing or they finish. So they roll over to go to sleep and you're left laying there intensely pissed off and frustrated. That's one of my favorite ways to ruin a man's orgasm, honestly. Top tier ruined orgasm technique right there. Slow or stop stimulation right at the moment of orgasm. Now back in the day, to ruin an orgasm, you didn't just stop stroking at the moment of orgasm. Oh no, you went a step further and did something extra to make that orgasm spicy. This is why ruined orgasms were often grouped together with CBT. That's not cognitive behavioral therapy, that's cock and ball torture. Or sometimes orgasm torture, closely related to some overstimulation play. The old version of a ruined orgasm involved spanking the cock, or balls, or both, right at the moment of orgasm. Thumping, squeezing the penis at the head, rubbing strongly at the frenulum or under the head, pinching the tip or blocking the slit, all right at the tip of the orgasm, in order to introduce sensation to overwhelm or subsume the pleasure of the orgasm and replace it with, well, with pain. So now you know some ruined orgasm techniques. Even if your reason for being interested in a nice ruined O isn't to perform payback to a woman for being bad at sex, you can play around with these methods and see if anything enhances your personal sexual journey. For submissive men, ruining an orgasm as a tribute or to remind you of your submission and that your orgasm doesn't really belong to you can be a great technique in ongoing DS or erotic humiliation play. Nothing puts you in your place faster than to have finally earned an orgasm, only for your mistress to ruin it. You earned an orgasm. You didn't earn a full orgasm. If you enjoyed this, you'll like the rest of what I do. Check out my blog, fetishphonesexblog.com, or call 800-356-6169 and ask for Harper.